This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to another Women's History Month edition of Washtenaw United. Each week, through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we explore issues of equity and opportunity in our community. Our guest this morning has dedicated her life to that mission. Alma Wheeler Smith was born in 1941, and it wasn't long before she became politically aware and socially conscious. Her father, Albert Wheeler, became Ann Arbor's first and, to date, only black mayor. But the business of people and politics was born in her earlier than that. She went on to, among other things, serve in the state legislature for 14 years. Since, she has remained active on a variety of boards and commissions as a manner of being of service to the public. Alma Wheeler Smith, thank you so much for taking time for us today.
Thank you, Dave. It's delightful to be with you again.
What role did your upbringing in the Wheeler household play in determining the life path you would eventually follow?
Wow, it played the biggest and most important role. You probably remember the old poster, children learn what they live. And I certainly did. My parents were very active in civil rights. My dad and mom agreed early on that they would sacrifice the promotions at the U of M that were always threatened by my dad's political activity and do what they needed to do to hold the family together and continue to work in the civil rights improvements that had to happen in our community if people were going to have equal opportunity. So that was definitely the life. And my sisters and I think I have made them proud. At least I hope we have. We've all worked in the public service area and all worked to make changes and opportunities for women and people of color.
It was not a time where there was a lot of empowerment for African Americans or women. Who were some of the other role models you looked towards to further find a sense of self and community empowerment?
Well, you know, I ended up working with Lana Pollock, who was a very powerful inspiration for many women in the political and social arena. Lana was my mentor in the legislature. Was certainly instrumental in helping me achieve my goal to be in the Michigan legislature. She told me she would teach me everything I needed to know to be successful there, and she certainly
did. And didn't
did.
She tell you that after you said you were going to run for her seat?
She did.
I remember that. That took quite some gumption.
On both our parts.
Our conversation with Alma Wheeler Smith continues on another WEMU Women's History Month edition of Washtenaw United. Well, one of the stories that Lana Pollock likes to tell is that when she was first elected and went to the state Senate, she was the only female member of the state Senate. And I had asked her if she had any trepidation about going to Lansing under those circumstances, and her response was, "No, but I should have." Female leadership wasn't as common as it is today back then. And when you entered the state legislature, you entered not only as a woman, but a woman of color. Did you find resistance to your efforts at leadership and service?
You know, I have to thank Lana for not only being a great mentor, but breaking down some of the barriers that I would have faced, because the men of the Senate got used to Lana. Our styles were very different, but she let them know that women were as smart, if not smarter, were quick on their feet, were able to lead and think strategically. So I think I started with an acceptance on their part that those were some of the new facts that they had learned. So my opportunity to function and lead was, I think, paved. So I give her credit there, but I also had the obstacles, if you will, of being a woman of color. Mm-hmm. And those myths still prevailed, that we were not as smart, not as thoughtful. But then I had black men in the Senate who proved that wrong as well. So it was not an effort to change thinking as much as it was an effort to create opportunity. So leading in the Appropriations Committee was definitely a goal I had. I would have loved to have been in the majority, but that wasn't to be. But, you know, I did take a leading position on the Appropriations Committee for the caucus. and I think made it easier for women who came behind me because they said, my God, she can add and subtract as well as think policy. So
I want to take a moment to share some of Alma's accomplishments because I suspect she may be much too humble to do so herself. There was a focus on consumer protection, public health, and equal rights. She authored a law that increased citizens' protection from lead in the environment, funded the first successful drug court program in the state, wrote the law protecting individual privacy on genetic testing from insurance companies and employers. Alma Wheeler Smith promoted equality through the introduction of a constitutional amendment to bring Michigan into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act and through a law that funded the first early childhood education program. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Alma, what do you consider the highlight of your legislative career? Was it leading the House Appropriations Committee?
You know, it was not getting what I fought so hard to get, I think, and that was free tuition for colleges and universities in the state of Michigan, because that created real opportunity for women and minorities who didn't have access to wealth.
That was a real part of your platform when you ran for governor in 2009, 2010, right?
Yeah. It was. You know, wealth was denied people of color in particular because they were denied housing. And that was the way so many people in this country built their wealth. And then there was the poorer education that they were given. So the pipeline to jobs and higher pay wasn't open. There was the impact of health on people's ability to work and learn and achieve, lead being a very big factor in children's access to education and learning and success. So I guess my motivations were creating opportunity, and all of the different things I worked on, I hoped opened the doors to opportunity.
Well, it's not like you've left it all alone. Since your departure from the legislature, you've continued serving in a number of ways on the Michigan Civil Rights Commission, as board member of D2A2, on the University Bank Board of Directors, director on the board of SOS Community Services, the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, and the Legislative Retirement System. You know, kind of glad you decided to slow down and take some time for yourself. You're never going to do that, are you?
I hated retirement.
In each instance, everywhere you've gone and everything you've done, each time you've departed an organization or an institution or a body, it is in a better place than when you arrived. As you look at the present-day political landscape, what do you hope the current and future generations are going to take away from your experiences and your leadership?
That it's critically important to give people opportunity, that we don't look at them because of their race or their gender or their ethnicity or their religious association and say they can't do or they're not good enough. It's to look at them and say they have such great potential, or they bring to the table a perspective that I don't have, so we all do better with that perspective in the room. I hope that's the legacy that I've left. As a woman of color, and all women, we have sons, and we're concerned for their opportunities and safety, but I think it's critically important for us to mentor our sons to see the injustice and disparity that's created by artificial role descriptors in their workday lives and in their personal lives, so that being equitable and balanced is second nature to them, not something they have to think about and consider and say, well, you know, what would my mom say in this situation? That it's just, they just do the right thing because it's the right thing to do.
I have grandchildren now, and the world you describe is the world I want them to live in. What is your level of optimism that it will come to pass?
Better now than it was 6 months ago.
I see where that shot went.
I think we have an understanding as a country that we have a lot of things to do to make this the nation that we aspire to. In the end, I think I want to see an appreciation that differences matter, but attitudes that don't devalue any lives matter more. And how we get there as a country is the real challenge.
I hope that the path that you set will be followed by the many generations to come, and if so, then we will be in a better place. Thank you so much for sharing time with us today. It's always nice to talk with you, Alma.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
That is Alma Wheeler-Smith, another of our honorees for our Washtenaw United Women's History Month series. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and is heard every Monday. To hear more on the Women's History Month series, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.